Brilliance Audio presents Expire by Danielle Gerard, performed by Shannon McManus. For Jessica, for your brilliant guidance in Anna's journey, and for always finding the best damn eatery wherever we are. 1 week earlier. Spencer tucked the cell phone jammer behind the pot on the front porch and took another look at the street. All quiet. Mistress Curie's would have chosen this area of town for exactly that reason. The houses were small, the yards well kept. These were not wealthy people who could afford to sit around and watch out their windows. People in this area worked, and at 10:30 a.m. on a Monday, there wasn't another body in sight. He looked up at the front door and let himself relish what was about to happen, holding the excitement in his chest. The plan was in motion. It was earlier than he'd anticipated by at least a few weeks, but Bryce Scala had made that happen. Anger burned in his nose at the thought of Scala, a man who had been unknown to him until a week ago. A few more weeks, and Spencer might never have known him. Had Spencer been successful in convincing Scala that he'd had nothing to do with his own mother's death? Hopefully the conversation had allayed some of Scala's suspicions. Only time would tell. While Spencer had someone keeping an eye on Scala, he was not willing to risk everything to wait around and see. And when Scala discovered Spencer had disappeared, what then? Would Scala turn over to the police the letters from Spencer's mother when Spencer was gone? Would the police bother to look into her death now? Spencer had weighed the option of making Scala and the letters disappear rather than expediting his plan, but how could he be certain that Scala didn't have copies somewhere, that the letters wouldn't still make their way to the hands of the police? He drew a long, deep breath and filled his mind with images of the pleasure the next hour would bring. He would be gone, and it wouldn't be his problem, he thought, using his knuckle to ring the doorbell. Gloves would have been too obvious. Above all else, Mistress Curie's was a student of human nature. The electricity of warning ran up his spine. He shouldn't have been here. This was an unnecessary risk. But if he didn't have this outlet, he'd blow. She was the one safe venue for his rage. How many times had he come here for her beatings? Mistress Curie's. After the Greek goddess of violent death, perhaps this final meeting of theirs was predestined. A tingling spread through his groin. He'd always felt it there, though he'd never had sex with Curie's. His needs were not so easily satisfied. Behind the door, the clack of heels echoed on her wood floor. He took a last glance at the street, though he knew he had not been followed. He had taken every necessary step to ensure his anonymity, booking the appointment under the name of a different client, taking an Uber under a false account, getting dropped off a half mile away. She had a security system, but he had cut the landline, and the cell phone jammer would eliminate the possibility of accessing help with her mobile. Managing money for a hacker had its benefits, if you were good. And Spencer was. On the other side of the door, the sound of her footsteps grew louder. The peephole darkened. He kept his head down, though there was no way of disguising himself, not if he wanted her to let him in. And he did. Desperately. Spencer drew his breath, shutting out the sound of Bryce Scala's voice rattling in his skull. The man's visit had rocked him, and he wasn't used to being rocked. It wasn't the man himself. Spencer could have broken that man in two. It was the lingering idea that his parents could still haunt him, even though his father had died ages ago and his mother last November. He thought he had rid himself of their judgments, but he hadn't, because his mother had recorded them, shared them, her concerns about him, her fears. The door opened slowly. Mistress Curie's wore an expression of surprise, curiosity.